good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with my co-host today, Pastor Butch Paul. And we're going to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And today is Wednesday, April 14th, 2021. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. I can tell you're doing pretty good today.
I am. It was a beautiful morning before it turned cloudy, and it was just a good day. So.
Well, good. Glad to hear that. I really am. I think you got some rain heading your way, though. It passed by us.
Yeah, well, thanks.
You're welcome. Anything to do to help.
I know. So put a damper to my mood, will you, huh? And we got Wendy Wilson joining us from Apothecary Herbs today. So it's Wednesday. And so let's kind of get started with the precious metals prices for today. Gold today, some pressure, down $8.90 at $1,737. Silver was up 6 pennies at $25.49. Platinum was up 18 at $1,178. Palladium was down 15 at $2,700. And 36. The USDX today was down 0.17 at 91.66. Crude oil was up huge, 2.74 at 62.92. And, you know, just to let you folks know, silver prices, they've been hovering around this level, but premiums jumped again. 50 cents. So, you know, if you're looking to get it, the premiums aren't going to change this year. At one point last year when we kind of boycotted a little bit, the premiums came down a couple dollars, but they shortly thereafter turned around, and I don't foresee any changes in premiums this year. So get it while you can, because we're going to wake up to a brand new day one day, and all things will have changed. The paper markets today, we had the S&P fall from record, of course, as tech weakness offsets the rally in the bank shares. The NASDAQ closed 1% lower. Let's start with the Dow. You have the Dow at up 54 points at 33,731. The S&P was down 16 at 4,124, and the NASDAQ was down 138 at 13,857. And, you know, well, we'll talk about this when we come back from the break, because Wendy always brings us such great information. I want to make sure she has all the time she needs in order to share her information. Good afternoon, Wendy.
Good afternoon, Melody, and hello, Pastor Butch.
Hello, Wendy. Good to have you today.
Oh, thank you. I thought we'd talk about some social isolation lessons, say that three times fast, from ants. Ants are going to really, you know, shed some light on this. Now, German researchers, guys at Johannes Gutenberg University, they observed what happens to ants when they are impacted by what we all are experiencing, social isolation. So based on some research with the ants and humans, we have a lot in common, to be honest about it. So ants have a social structure similar to a human kind of structure of living. So a few ants were kind of isolated in this study in Germany from a group, and the team found out some really interesting results. So our social insects, or ants, the research was very interesting. They found the scientists offered some details on their study when they isolated the ants and how they behaved. So it seemed to be, they seemed to have alterations in their behavior. So oddly enough, it affected the ants' hygiene, their immune system, their stress genes, and also their brain activity. This was similar to what happens when humans are isolated. You know, they've done studies during warfare and all kinds of things. So they take less care. The ants were taking less care in their appearance, and their immune system and their brain function showed signs of depression. Now, the study did get published in the Journal of Molecule Ecology, April 2021. So As you would assume, isolation can be stressful. So the ant research is highlighting how stressful isolation is for us humans during all these lockdowns. Now, it offers a very real and negative impact picture on the overall health of the ant and overall well-being of humans. So loneliness is one of the depressants that your body does experience, and recalling the movie Castaway. Remember that with Tom Hanks? Did you ever
sure
see that
do.
Movie?
I
yes,
did.
Yes.
Did you see his behavior change?
The ball?
He was talking to a soccer ball, you know? So,
what's wrong with that, Wendy?
A little traumatic psychological change there. I mean, he painted a face on it with a mark, with a Sharpie, and he called it Friday, didn't he?
I know. He gave it a name.
Yeah,
George,
he called it Friday.
Like, I thought he gave it like George or something. I don't know.
No, he called it Friday.
TGIF.
He called it what? Wilson. He called
oh,
it Wilson.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Well, how could I forget that? You know, really? Okay. Well, anyway, it just highlights, you know, what the brain goes through when you're kind of, you know, isolated. Now, he was marooned, but he was definitely isolated. Now, one of the professors that was involved in this study was a professor from Tel Aviv University in Israel, Dr. Ion Sheff. And he says, isolated people become lonely, depressed, and anxious. They tend to develop addictions more easily, and they suffer from a weakened immune system as well as impaired overall health, he says. So getting back to our ant friends, the ants are known as social insects in science. They spend their entire life in the same colony, and they're very dependent on their colony mates. Okay, so humans are kind of like that. We're born into a human community, and we kind of keep contact with family and various friends throughout our lifetime. So humans, just like ants, rely on each other within the grouping or family or unit or friend collective. So getting back to the study, the scientists, what they did is they took ants that displayed various They had ants to have different jobs, depending on which ant you're looking at. The colony has, you know, you have a job assigned to you in the ant colony. So some of the ants they isolated maybe for as little as an hour. Some ants they isolated for 28 days. So after their isolation period, they observed the ants' behavior and where the changes were taking place, comparing it to original behavior, where they would carry out their tasks within the colony. So what they said was the worker ants, after they returned to the colony, after they were isolated a bit, they seemed not as interested in their adult mates, their friends. They also spent less time grooming themselves, which puts them at higher risk of getting parasites. And they preferred to spend, get this, more time in contact with the young ants called the brood than the adult ants. It was a very odd kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So checking the genes of the isolated ants, they found that their immune system and their stress responses were down-regulated or suppressed. So the researchers stressed that this makes their immune system and their appropriate response to stress less active. According to one of the researchers, Susan Falknick, Johannes Gutenberg, she says, our study shows that ants are as affected by isolation as social mammals are, and also suggests that the general link between social well-being, stress, tolerance, and immune competence in social animals. So it is a trickle-down effect. It affects a lot of things within the body. So in other words, your isolation, isolation of God's creation actually weakens us. It reduces our strength. It impairs the immune system. And it makes us less tolerant and negatively impacts our cognitive function. So in humans, it creates oxidized stress within the system. It disrupts your hormones. It negatively affects your blood pressure and your digestion and also your mental well-being. So the longer you have lockdowns, the more people become ill from the lockdowns. So negative emotional stress is nothing to sneeze at, and emotional stress levels for almost all Americans kind of off the charts lately. So emotional stress is the result of either fear, hate, anger, tension, grief, frustration, panic, and anxiety. So why is this all off the charts for Americans? Well, Americans are really complaining of not just one of these emotional stress levels. They're complaining of experiencing several stress symptoms. Now, some are so stressed and overwhelmed, they really can't adequately describe what they're feeling. And that is when you know it's kind of off the charts, when you get this mind-numbingness that occurs when you get high stress. You ever get so stressed you can't think straight? I've been there. Where you get really... Yeah, you just can't focus. You can't focus.
You feel tired mentally. Yeah. You feel tired mentally. You just can't get anything done. You're right.
Yeah, yeah. So what you have, well, then you have things that magnify the stress, and that makes it even particularly more difficult when physical and emotional stress overlap. And so in cases of physical change, like maybe you're going through adolescence or you're in a pregnancy, maybe you're in an age-related situation, you know, you're in your golden years, you're having to move out of your home, all those things kind of compound what people are going through now with social isolation in certain states. So the body experiences a metabolic change, and either can go up or down from there, and the changes in your physical functions get impacted, and also your emotional outlook is impacted. A lot of times nutrient deficiencies will play into not being able to cope with stress as well. So stress will use up many of the body's nutritional stores. So a change in the lifestyle, making sure you're, you know, taking your supplements, you're eating good foods, you're not eating a lot of junk, and you're watching that you're not picking up on bad habits of addiction, like drinking more alcohol or smoking more cigarettes or taking, you know, recreational drugs, because a lot of that will deplete your vitamin and nutritional stores. It'll rinse a lot of those elements out of your system. So watch the junk food, watch the refined foods. Just make sure you're not overdoing caffeine. Caffeine actually will feed into anxiousness because it stimulates the nervous system. And by the way, alcohol, I know at first you get this relaxed feeling, you feel less stressed, but really alcohol stimulates the nervous system afterward and makes your anxiousness more anxious. Makes you more anxious. So you have to be careful, and it'll also make you wake up at night. So it disrupts sleep.
So that makes you drink more then, right?
Yeah. Well, it just makes you wake up at night. You don't sleep as well. You don't get into as deep a sleep. It does affect the brain. So alcohol does affect the brain. So there was a survey that the APA did. They were reporting on high stress levels on a lot of these categories we just mentioned. And they were looking at male counterparts compared to women. They reported that women feel the stress more than men do. They feel more fatigued by it. They're more irritated by it. They'll have more anger issues and insomnia over it, comparing the genders. Other symptoms from stress that you can get the high blood pressure issue, you can get neck or back aches, you can feel a bit dizzy, you can have some digestive upset like diarrhea, crying, lack of concentration, even sexual dysfunction factors in, your appetite will be off, and you may even pick up frequent colds because the immune system takes a bit of a hit. So stress, either physical or emotional, produces a lot of metabolic response. And the adrenal hormones can be released into the blood system. And this is your fight or flight survival kind of mechanism. So there's an initial increase in energy when this happens. And however, you don't want this to happen. You don't want to be on yellow and red alert for a long period of time because this will really drain the adrenal glands and it'll drain you. So it isn't really a sufficient physical outlet for a lot of people to resolve a lot of what they're feeling and stress. You know, they feel a little frustrated. They don't know what to do about it. They're seeing a collapse of a lot of infrastructures or how they're functioning isn't right. And so this just kind of adds to it, and people get, you know, ulcers, and their allergies are worse, their asthma's worse. So, you know, these things all factor in. So when you got a social isolation lockdown situation, it's nothing really to sneeze at. You do have more illness when that is occurring. Now, I did hear a report that people from New York that are experiencing a severe restrictive about lockdowns, they are going to Florida, and Florida is like a whole new world to them because it's totally open. That state, you can just go anywhere. There's no masks. You go to a bar, have a drink. So you know what's going on? People are throwing their houses up in the Northeast on the market for sale. They're selling in a day, and they're moving to the South. So this is what we're seeing, this trend right now. The people are tired of a year of this stuff. You see what I mean?
Amen. Amen. I don't blame them at all. Don't blame them at all.
Well, I don't either. So you want to watch your nutritional stores because stress will drain a lot of your potassium and phosphorus and calcium and vitamin B and C out of the system. And you know, just watch what you're putting in because it can also compound it. Like I mentioned, if you're a bit anxious, you don't want to drink a lot of alcohol because it just feeds the anxiousness and it's not a good thing. And I think I saw something up on YouTube where somebody in one town, they were watching the recyclable pickup day on their street. I don't know if you saw this. And the guy was just walking down the street with his phone recording all the bins in this particular neighborhood. They weren't like trash can covered bins. These were like little carry bins, like, you know, storageable bins. And you could see what's inside the bins. And they were just full of alcohol containers all up and down the street.
Wow.
That's a snapshot of America right now.
That's a shame.
It really is.
Yeah. So people, you know, stay healthy, stay close to the Lord because he'll give you
a
sound mind.
My street.
Yeah. I don't know.
Just kidding.
So stay close to the Lord and get your vitamins and minerals. We have a body food mix. You throw in a smoothie. It'll cover you for your day as far as the minerals that you need. So check that out at thepowerherbs.com or give us a call. You'll be able to cope with stress a whole lot better when you got the nutrition going. 866-229-3663. That's toll-free at 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. And we got a sunny day here, Melanie. It's like 80-something degrees, and it's like summer here.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Well, it's just been real pretty.
Butch sent the rain to me. I think I'll send it back down to you.
Okay. Well, we need spring flowers, so I guess we'll take it.
Yes, we do. All righty. How about giving us your phone number one more time?
Sure. 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Get a free catalog and empower yourself.
We don't have enough time. I was going to say, is it because we have all these problems with this isolation? Is it because we're a little more softer people than we used to be? Or is it just all a human trait and it is what it is? That will always be that way.
I would say there's a little bit of both in there. Yeah.
All righty. Thank you, Wendy. Look forward to next week. And we'll be right back right after these few short messages. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for our weekly newsletter. And, well, we all know Bernie Madoff. Well, I guess he's history. He died. And, the big headline is on this one particular website. It says Madoff in H-E-L-L.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did a lot of bad things, but we really don't know where he's at, do we, Butch?
No, we don't. I hope he had a change of heart and repentance before he died. But, you know, Bob Chapman used to call him Bernie Madoff.
Yep. Mad Dog.
Yes, that's what he called him. But, yeah, you know, and it's, I mean, he was a crook. No doubt about it. He crooked a lot of people, a lot of money. And I really hate that for a lot of people, but I do pray that he had time to at least think about his eternal existence. I really do. But if you go by the signs, obviously he probably went to the place you mentioned, but I pray he didn't. That's all I can say.
And you know that police officer, she was arrested today for, she's going to be charged with manslaughter in that Dante Wright shooting. And,
yes.
You know, without saying she was right or she was wrong, she doesn't have a chance.
No,
and with what's going on in those areas, and I mean, these folks, you know, we are no longer, to where you have
society.
A day in
we're
court.
No longer a civilized society.
Pardon?
We're no longer a civilized society. We cannot get justice. I mean, real justice. Not for we haven't been able to get that for a long time, but with this type of tension, you can't really get real justice, whether she was innocent or not. You'll never know because they can't give her anything less than what they're charging her with. Look, the gentleman on trial now, still on trial now for what happened to George Floyd. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, this is bad times.
They're already convicted.
Yeah, pardon?
They're already convicted.
But they really are. And there's a video put on online by a black gentleman going into stores in Minneapolis that were totally looted. When this broke out, doors busted open, and they stole everything in the stores. He said, I can't believe this. This is happening in our hometown. He went in the stores and showed what was going on. And people are still sacking stuff up and getting out of there.
Yeah.
This is not a protest for justice. This is a protest for gain, for looting, for stealing. That's all it is. Protesters, if it's to defend somebody's life, don't have to steal from innocent people, do they?
No. And you know what? I saw a person interviewed. He had a shoe store, and it was looted during the first riots back in May, June, whenever that was. And they had just gotten the store back up, and it happened again. But what was interesting is the first time the police were so busy that they couldn't. He says when we got there, there was no police. It was just so chaotic and so forth. He says this time when we got there, he says there was actually police there. He says, but they left as soon as we got there. And he says the only way we were able to protect the rest of the store was because there was five of us armed.
Yes.
You don't hear that being broadcast much on mainstream media.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
But they were able to take care of their own property. And this was the second time, and that's what protected the – I mean, he still got pretty much wiped out this time, but not quite as bad as the first time. So, you know, it's just – it really is amazing where we're here, where we're at in this country and all the things that are going on. And but anyway.
Well, if law enforcement won't defend you, your property, then it's up to you. That's why I'm such a proponent of owning guns. I never bought a gun in my life, Melody, for a weapon. I carry a gun, but I didn't buy it to be a weapon. I bought it just in case. The only thing I ever shot with the gun I carry was a deer run over and wasn't dead, and I shot it to put it out of its misery. And then other than that, and targets. I never bought a weapon. I have a baseball bat in my closet, but I didn't buy that for a weapon. Sometimes the grandkids still play with it. This has nothing to do with being weapons. This is if necessary, I can take a baseball bat and use it for a weapon. Or I can take a pistol and use it for a weapon, but I didn't buy for that purpose. Now, that's what people have to understand. But if the cops can't or won't defend my home and my wife and my family, is it not my duty to do so?
Absolutely.
I mean, what type of man, or even go further than that, what type of Christian would I be if I didn't defend my family or my neighbors if necessary? Or if I were with you and some people attacked you, what kind of friend would I be if I didn't defend you? That's what men do. I said men. I didn't say mistakes with zippers. I said men. So anyway, we'll move on from that.
Okay, I think we should. When you get to the part with the zipper, yeah, it's time to move on.
Well, I just can't imagine not defending somebody that's with me that's been attacked.
I
don't care who it is. I don't care if it's a man or woman. You know, a man less so maybe than a woman, and especially a child. But I can't imagine me standing by and let somebody beat up on them and steal. I just can't. I just something inside me just makes me want to scream to think about it. I couldn't stand that.
Yeah. I understand. I understand. There was one more thing I wanted to bring up. You know, Texas again went dark with another round of rolling blackouts last night because the grid operators misjudged the weather. I mean, is that what their electricity grid is based on? The Electric Reliability Council of Texas, which manages most of the state's grid, had counted on mild cold front sweeping the state, lowering demand for power. It didn't happen. As a result, demand on the grid was about 3,000 megawatts higher than anticipated, or the equivalent of 600,000 homes. The forecasting error coming as 25% of power generation was offline for seasonal repairs. It was just another grim reminder of the vulnerability of Texas's grid. And my question is, who determines, is it computers that base all of this on, that produced the wrong demand, that misjudged the weather? Was it, you know, it says grid operators, but does it all come from computers?
That I couldn't tell you. But I do most of the grid operators in Texas are generally private businesses that they're not regulated, so to speak, to keep the systems up like they maybe should. And I hate to say that. I hate seeing anything regulated by government authority to keep it up to par. But obviously, they haven't done the job in Texas. They've not kept their equipment up for demand. They shouldn't ever have to worry about it.
Yeah, but why now all of a sudden, Butch?
I know that. That's
so what's going on?
I'm
not the conspiracy theorist, but I do ask questions. Is it a coincidence?
I don't think so. I think the infrastructure is falling apart, and we're seeing it happen. That's just my opinion.
Well, I do, too. And so it's, you know, that is more about how fragile the system is and how quickly things can go and adjust. And yes. I mentioned yesterday, Butch, we're going to have Greg Hunter on the program on Monday.
Okay.
And when I was talking to him, we were talking about fraud, and he says, yeah, fraud can go on for a really long time, but when it ends quickly. And you always see the signs. You have to pay attention, but the signs are there. And I've always said we'll wake up one day to a brand new world.
Well, if you study history, you study empires may go on for a long time, but when they end quickly and very destructively.
Yes.
America become an empire, and it's going to hurt.
So I just thought those were kind of interesting on the, you know, a lot of the talk is Biden. We talked about this yesterday about Biden pulling the U.S. troops out of Afghanistan. And I said, yeah, when Trump was going to do that, all you heard was, oh, my gosh, what's that man doing? He's crazy.
Yes,
he's
nuts. Yes.
You know, with Biden says that it's all in small print. And Russia announced live fire drills in the Black Sea. Live fire drills. So as U.S. warships set to arrive. So, again, everything that we've talked about, Butch, is just adding.
It is.
It's just adding up.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's nothing that I enjoy talking about, but we have to be a fool not to look at it and say, hey, this is a potential explosion coming up here. I mean, China and Russia both warned Biden at the same time to stay out of Ukraine and Taiwan. You may recover this, I don't know, but this is in Reuters. Said that on Tuesday, Russia Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Rybakov warned President Joe Biden's administration against getting involved in Ukraine amid Russian forces bashing on the Ukrainian border. Also on Tuesday, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhao Lijian warned the Biden administration against getting involved in Taiwan. Both countries said don't do it. China said this concerns China's sovereignty, territorial integrity, and core interests. There's a zero room for compromise and not an inch to give. So we said we urge the U.S. side to grasp the situation, earnestly abide by the one China principle and three China-U.S. joint communiques, refrain from playing with fire, immediately stop official contact with Taiwan in any form, prudently and properly handle Taiwan-related issues, and avoid sending any wrong signals to the Taiwan Independence Forces, lest it should shake the foundation of China-U.S. relations and peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait. So Ukraine, Russia said don't touch it. You're an adversary. Don't undermine our position in Ukraine. And now we know the Ukraine's asking for weapons from the U.S. to become part of NATO. They want weapons and supplies from the United States to defend against Russia. So Putin said we warned the United States. Rybakov said we warned the United States that it'd be better for them to stay far away from Crimea and our Black Sea coast. It will be for their own good. So how much clearer can he put it? He said you're playing with fire. I mean, I think he said it pretty clearly. What's the next move, Melody?
And the scary part is with this administration, I mean, you really don't know. I think because of this administration, this is why we're seeing so much of this happens so rapidly, in this administration. Because who's in charge?
They see a weakened country. They see a divided country more than ever.
They see a divided nation. We see a president who, you know, most of us would bet that, you know, he has some sort of a mental issue, dementia. Senility, something. And second in line is probably even worse. We probably wish, you know. So, yeah, they see it. They see the weak nation, Butch.
They do. They honestly do. And Dimitri Uman, a prophet from Romania years ago, prophesied America would be invaded after she went to Civil War. And it won't be a Civil War like North and South. It'll be between factions of races, different things. So that's when Russia will hit from the south with other countries from the south. So this is what's been prophesied. It's going to happen. I will tell you when it happens. I do believe Dmitry Dumov is sending God here to warn us about some things. But our nation certainly has been divided more and more every day. I was talking to a gentleman today at the gym, a retired military fellow, a nice gentleman. He said, I never was a racist. I always wanted to judge a man by his character. He said, I'm starting to get angry with what I see happening now. You know, like I said, it's all our fault. And that's what they want to do. God help us, Mother. We don't want to let that happen, but it is happening.
Yes, it is.
So, anyway.
What's next?
Biden facing pressure to include a fourth stimulus check in upcoming infrastructure bill. Now, this we knew this was coming. But President Joe Biden is currently hard at work campaigning for the passage of an infrastructure plan. The president is hoping to spend an estimated $4 trillion across two different infrastructure packages, which are being referred to as the Build Back Better package. The first part of the package, which carries the price tag of $2 trillion, will be paid for by corporate tax increases. It will authorize improvements to bridges and roadways, money for home care services, and investment in American manufacturing, and more. Some lawmakers, however, are pressuring the president to include another round of coronavirus relief among the provisions of the infrastructure bill. This would include a fourth stimulus check for eligible families following the $1,400 third payment that's currently being distributed into the bank accounts across America. So now we're talking about $4 trillion. $4 trillion. What's a trillion? Who cares? What's a trillion anyway? Spend $5 trillion. Make it $10 trillion. We can afford it, but they're going to pay for the first part of increased taxes on corporations. Taxes will come down to the people, my friends. Corporations will not pay for this. We will, and it will never get paid for. Just that easy. Any comments, Melody?
Well, you know, the part that really irritates me is, you know, they have this infrastructure. And, you know, so you hear a couple of politicians, you know, stir the water and maybe a few citizens out there. So what do? Oh, we'll create some stimulus checks to send to the people. Yeah. That'll make it all better. We'll pay them off, too. So we'll give them a little piece of the action. That way we'll be able to approve everything else and you know, bring them along for the ride. And, you know, it really is. Are we that easily bought?
You know, it's worked so far.
It has.
Truly has.
For a check for, I don't even remember what the first check was, 600, then
they
1200,
said it was one,
then 1400. So what's it going to be? Not well, 2000?
Yeah. Yep.
They keep upping it. And we keep taking it.
So. But I just don't know, you know, how much you can say. I mean, they're spending trillions of dollars like they used to spend $1 million. There's no conscience at all left to debt or inflation or anything else. But next talk, we're going to talk about some inflation coming up and supply chain breaking. And we're going to discuss that because this is a huge story for anybody that's wanting to do any kind of building in the very near future. But we'll get to that just in a minute because it's about break time, I think, already.
Yeah, we are. We got about 45 seconds left, and that is important because if you can't get the, you know, but Butch, we don't build anything here anymore, but we still have to bring it into this country, and they have to make it, so it will make things a little more expensive in addition to the inflation, the monetary inflation that would be placed on the product. So, you know, it's just another, you know, confirmation of... We have some issues coming our way.
We do. I'm going to share at the break the building situation and also what people are doing instead of buying homes. Yeah, you'd be surprised at this. Well, really, probably you won't be, but it kind of shocked me to find what people are doing because they can't afford homes.
All right. Well, we're at the break time, so we'll be right back. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. And you're going to talk to us and tell us a little bit about the shortages, product shortages, Butch.
Well, you know, I mentioned, I think weeks ago, I mentioned about I checked some price on some lumber, and the prices were absolutely out of sight. Well, apparently, they went higher since then. I should have bought it then. But anyway, the things out of control, supply chain collapse leads to lumber frenzy, soaring home prices. With median prices for both existing and new homes at all-time highs and soaring at a record annualized rate of almost 20%, increasingly more Americans find themselves priced out of homeownership while still cautious banks refuse to lend them the mortgages they so desperately need to live them an American dream on credit. And unfortunately, since most U.S. houses are made out of wood, we have even more bad news. Home prices are about to get even more expensive. If for no other reason than the frenzy sweeping the lumber market is set to keep going through the summer peak of U.S. home building as labor shortages and depleted inventories mean the supplies can't keep up with skyrocketing demand. As Bloomberg summarizes, what we have observed across the past few months of torrid, sometimes panicked, ISM survey responses such as this one, things are now out of control. Everything is a mess, and we're seeing wide-scale shortages. There's unexpected shortages and tightness across the entire timber supply chain. Sawmills have had trouble ramping up fast enough to meet the surge in demand. Meanwhile, trucking delays and worker shortages at lumber yards have had the cost, which are now getting passed on to consumers. And folks, the costs are always passed to consumers. Please understand that. Worst of all, the bigger cost component of any new house, of course, is lumber prices. Lumber prices have surged more than 60% to record highs this year. Do you hear that, Melody? 60% this year. Would you call that inflation?
That's a pretty good example of it.
It certainly is. And analysts are expecting any relief until late 2021, if not later. That, according to Bloomberg, will keep pouring fuel on red-hot home prices, making ownership less affordable for large swaths of the population. One would almost think it was a Fed's plan to destroy the middle class. Well, duh. Soaring wood costs have already added more than $24,000 to the price of the average new house in America, according to the National Association of Home Builders. While industry groups and lawmakers have called on the Biden administration to step in and find remedies for the lumber shortage. How's the government going to find, what are they going to do, grow trees? How are they going to find remedies for lumber shortages, for goodness sake? We need to pull up our own panties and do our own thing and get our hands, the government's hands out of our business. I mean, that makes me angry. Why do I just turn to Biden or somebody else to fix it for us? I mean, they probably called it. That's true, but they're not going to fix it.
No.
So this is what it been anyway. But 60% cost so far this year. I told you last week. I think it was a price of a sheet of 3/4-inch plywood, treated plywood, is $56 plus tax. I was told today by somebody else that it's over $90 now. I don't know that.
Wow.
That's what I was told. I can't prove that, okay? But even at $56, the price last year was in the 20s. Think about that. And this next article, I think, shouldn't be any surprise to us in. Unprecedented demand. RV sales hit record in February on pace for blowout 2021. With median prices for both existing new homes at all-time highs and soaring at a record annualized rate of almost 20%, increasingly more Americans find themselves priced out of homeownership and unwilling to rent shoeboxes, and those liberal bi-coastal record tax incubators are instead opting to not purchase expensive and stationary homes altogether, are picking a far cheaper and mobile option. According to the RV Industry Association, an industry association trade group that monitors the RV industry, manufacturers are shipping a record number of new units to the dealer lots across the country that are being snapped up almost as soon as they arrive. A February survey of manufacturers showed that total RV shipments for the month topped out. And this is February, folks, a short month. They shipped out 48,286 units, an increase of 30.1% compared to the same period last year, making February 2021 the best February on record. So they're not buying homes to live in the mobile homes. In some places, they can't do that because it's against the law. But, you know, Mel, if you could do it, why not get a mobile home, a motor home? Go south in winter and go visit family up north in the summer. I mean, that sounds really silly and insane, but people are doing it. They're living in them. I saw the other day a family of five is living in three boys and the mom and dad living in a motor home. And I'm sure it's cramped, but they were living in it. They seemed content. So it is a lot cheaper than buying a home. If you want to move, you can. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, it's very true, and but I went online looking for trailers, just wanted to go camping, and so they're expensive.
Yes, they are.
They're very expensive, just even for the little tiny ones. So, yeah, but it's, you know, even if you buy a, 30, 40 footer, it's still going to be cheaper than a home when you have your home priced at where the median price is, what, $325,000?
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Yep.
As long as as long as gasoline prices stay affordable, you're okay. But you can set it up and not go anywhere either. So,
yeah, it is. It's the world, this country, I should say. I can't speak the world. This country's changing very quickly. It truly is.
It is.
You know, and buying a home at one time was the American dream, and middle-class families actually did quite well in this country for a long time. Now they are destroying middle-class families. They truly are. And young couples that are really trying to work and make it, I mean, they're really trying, can't afford a home at the price they are. And the rent in homes, even our area, the rent in our area is even going up. And it's tough to make it for anyone, but especially a new couple just got married and maybe not. They're still going to school, maybe part-time, and trying to work too. It's rough. But people are going to motor homes, RVs. And I can see the point. I don't think I want to live in an RV, but I can see the point why they do it. And you know, there's a big thing out now, too. You probably heard of tiny homes, tiny houses.
I have.
Yeah, they build those. They're portable also. They build them on a trailer. Move them where they want to. They're tiny homes, but they're real homes, showers, kitchens, everything else. And it's like a motor home, but they're more efficient. They have more storage space, everything built into them. So that's happening. As we speak, it's happening. So whatever you think on that, it's interesting, I thought.
Well, it is. And we've been saying for a really long time, years and years and years, this country had no affordable housing. And, you know, something does need to be done. And, you know, I've even seen articles where these vacant shopping malls could easily be turned into apartments and places for people to live. You've got the power, you've got the water, you've got, it can be done. They could spruce them up because businesses aren't going to be going back in there. So either they're going to bulldoze them over, and who knows what they'll do with it. But there are options.
Yeah, there are.
But unfortunately, you know, the the options don't allow the bankers and these investors to make a lot of money. So, you know, they'll go the route that provides the most, you know, so that they could make the most money. So.
Well, we are seeing a huge difference in the country in our lifetime, Elder. We've seen a lot of change. So, I mean, we truly have. The next article is how Amazon strong arms partners using its power across multiple businesses. Amazon's got to be a giant and really a dictator, a tyrant. But a heavyweight in retail, cloud computing, digital advertising, streaming, and smart speakers, the tech giant compels vendors in one market to engage with it in others. Amazon last year told smart thermostat maker Ecobee that it had to give the tech, now listen to this, had to give the tech giant data from its voice-enabled devices even when customers weren't using them. The Canadian company said no. They wanted the information, personal information, folks, right out of the homes. And if you have in your home Alexa and other things, believe me, you are wide open to hacking. But anyway, the smaller company feared that complying with the demand would violate customer privacy, said a person familiar with the episode. Ecobee's devices work with Alexa, Amazon's voice-powered assistant, and has already shared some data with Amazon, the person said. Moreover, the company worried Amazon would glean insights from Ecobee's end users that it could use in competing products. Of course, folks, Melody, when you go to a computer and you order a pair of shoes, you may go on what you think is a private site, but you get to ask your shoes for 2 months after that.
There's nothing private on the internet.
No, there isn't. There's not.
There's nothing private.
But Amazon responded that if Ecobee didn't serve up its data, the refusal could affect Ecobee's ability to sell on Amazon retail platform. I would call that blackmail. Amazon's tactic of leveraging dominance in one business to compel partners to accept terms from another is a familiar one, said former Amazon executives and officials at companies on the receiving end. Amazon's tactics, they said, go beyond typical product bundling and tough in negotiating, in part because the company threatens punitive action on vital services it offers, such as retail platform. Partners often acquiesce to Amazon demands, executives and officials said, because of its power in a range of market sectors. Melody, that is absolutely blackmail. That's technological tyranny, is it not?
It truly is. It truly is.
And I can't imagine why anybody would have a Alexa or whatever the kind of home assistant they have. Now, why would they have one? I mean, you're already monitored enough by your cell phone. Why would you add something else to your home that's going to monitor everything you do or say? I don't know. I'm just being silly. But
we've been conditioned.
We have been.
We've been conditioned to ignore that. As much as we hate it, people don't want to give it up. So we accept it.
Well,
you know,
convenient. Someone
said that if you ever read, you know how when you go on something and you come up and you agree to this and you agree to that. If somebody actually sat down, there pages and pages and pages and pages. You give it up. It's not like they're taking it from us. We're giving it to them.
It's so convenient, Melody. If I want an answer, just ask Alexa. She'll give me the answer.
Yeah.
It's so convenient. It's like having another wife in the house.
So, and we give it up. So no one's going to take it away. And that's how they advance. And now you have smart lights. You can buy light bulbs that you can pull in,
sure,
that you can control by your phone and everything else. So
it's just the way it is. And I don't know if you heard or not, but West Virginia, Ohio, and Kentucky halts the usage of J&J vaccines as of yesterday. That's been pulled in a lot of different places because of blood clot problems. And I understand now that AstraZeneca has been pulled out of many countries because of some similar problems. So Governor Justice did pull them yesterday. And researchers now warning that the mRNA injections may permanently alter human DNA. We've been saying it for a long time. This comes out of Harvard University and MIT. This is anything that we made up. These are researchers in these two facilities are saying the mRNA injections will will permanently alter your DNA. It could cause you to become sick in many different areas because of the change of proteins and how your body produces proteins to fight diseases. It could cancel them out and open you up to all kinds of diseases. Now, this is coming from Harvard and MIT, not me. So I think we should pay attention to that. What do you think?
Well, you know, it's true. I thought Johnson, when AstraZeneca was first having its issues, I thought, well, it's the same as Johnson & Johnson. So, you know, and here Johnson & Johnson. But really what is amazing, Butch, if you watch any of the mainstream media, since yesterday when they pulled it, their campaign to say, oh, well, you know, those departments overreacted and only one person out of how many trillions have died and this. It's kind of shocking compared to everything else and how they're just pushing. Oh, don't stop taking your vaccines. You know, we're afraid that this information might keep people from or being on the edge or the fence of getting the vaccine. And we don't want that to happen and so forth and whatnot. The campaign to overcome them pulling the J&J off the shelf really is amazing. From every station, from Fox to every so-called doctor that they bring on board, you have to question, well, that just tells me alone that there's something wrong.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. And this come out of the UK. You have to go online. I have it on my website. It's out of the National Health Service that... They said that through a Freedom of Information Act, said they want to know the actual COVID deaths that were caused exclusively by COVID in the UK. According to the information they got back from the Coventry and Worcestershire Partnership, NHS, National Health Service in England, not one death was caused exclusively by COVID. They had other problems on top of COVID. They were part of heart disease, whatever it may be, diabetes, pneumonia. But according to this article, and the response given to this gentleman, not one was exclusively the COVID. Now that's what
all
it
right.
Says.
Well, all right. Thanks for bringing that, Butch. We're out of time. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, be safe. Good night, and God bless.